double show is worth a damn to us. I mean, so you get a bunch of broads in a hollow, flaring music, and Bob will tell small color jokes and try and dive. That's about it. Hope isn't able to do the straight thing very well. Oh, he's embarrassed by it, I know. He feels it, and he figures it out in his own way, but he isn't.
He's a little bit cheeky about it.
He isn't the guy to do it, and he feels he gets so far out of character for him that he has to put a gag in the middle of it.
He can't do it like this, Paul.
His stock and trade is just the opposite. His is in plain, straight out. The hell with the guy on welfare. The hell with the guy that doesn't like the country. He has those America love it or leave it stickers all over his bus.
I see. What is the situation? It's everything you get me in the dope on my Teddy White's book. When it's in the house of the people.
Presidency in terms of popularity, whatever the hell it is.
capital report is something quite unusual. Don't you agree?
Yes.
You also like the new calendar. Let me tell you what I had in mind about on California. If Jew does not come to Washington, I intended to come back and go to Florida for those days because it's about 80% better chance of good weather in Florida around the first day of the very soon good weather in California. It's a beautiful sun. The water is open. I can't go to Florida if he's in Washington.
Right.
so personally. You write a good story, but it won't be about me. I like that Robert Thompson. Would you tell Ken Hagen, I'd like for him to know that I was the goddamn president of his book. I hope he writes a sequel to his book. Can we get that to him? Because you heard that to him. He's gone now. Hagen's going to say that the president is going to write a sequel. We'll be glad to work with you on it. Fair enough. What brought that forth was that I, we were wondering about. You hit a can in the city, turn it off. No, he looks like a tail. After what I meant is that Henry is, I think, in that sort of that another world in the present time where he's trying to, his head puts a cover his left flank. And he therefore is not too keen. I'm just sensing that song. Yeah. Having somebody get out and say, well, the bombing worked and all that sort of thing. You know what I mean? The decisions were important. It's just a little confused, I think. But those Hagues are, he had his hair down. I think he felt a very deep pain. He was really ready to leave. Could have got him to stay with him if we wanted to. But he really, I think, it was disillusioned. Shifted in and attacked people who knew that he covered his left flank, which was exactly what happened. Now, all I was going to say is, remember we want to be kind of around this hour and I recall it went off the gun at these things over the edge to the government. We've got there. It's where all the events of the bomb and so forth and so on. It's going to be 30 years and so forth. We've got to get something out of it. I'm sure they don't realize this, or they may, but you obviously are seeing it, and I see it. I can tell. I'm just, when I'm going to see through the POW, is that we didn't have to tell that story. The POW didn't do it. Have you noted how many of them said, thank God for the president's decision to bomb? We wouldn't be there unless we got it out. Absolutely. You agree?
Sure.
And that's the story. That's why I mean that sometimes maybe conventional wisdom has changed on that.
Yes.
As it, oh yeah, I think you. Find out that the overall assumption is that now the thing that still hasn't changed. We don't have out yet actually sapphire wasted, for instance, there's something that can be done right there. First of all, he said that what he's trying to do is develop a bombing decision in December.
Yeah.
I said, though the story there is that there wasn't any bombing decision in December. The December bombing was the main decision. Continued. It was suspended when it appeared that they were going to go into serious talks. When they were going, not appeared, they actually
right.
were.
And that serious talks in October.
And that one, they became
not serious. We resumed the bombing.
That's true.
There was a decision.
The decision was on the 52s.
And I made that over the objections of everybody.
The disaster was on. The decision was the character of the bombing, which he said, yeah, there was a different kind of bombing. I said, that's absolutely right. It was with 52s instead of with the others, with the army directions. But it wasn't then what they still talk about of carpet bombing that was done
for terrorists.
Still military targets.
Military targets.
And that now is
right.
It was not only that's what they were after, that's what they got. And even that's not conventional wisdom because they're making the point that fucking Alsop has a thing today on the. A lot of us dealing with somebody who was also Stuart was on Nixon's in a tough position now because he has issued a threat or issued a warning that he may get called on, and if he gets called, he has no option but to carry through, which would be a tough thing for him to do because he has no, and this is what I think this is also too, this is a case of this syndrome, so he has no. No legal basis now on which to do it. In other words, he originally was going, or Johnson was at least on Gulf of Tonkin, that's not been revealed. Nixon was going on defending the prisoners and our troops that are in there. The prisoners and the troops would be out, so there's nobody left to defend in there. So, on what ground? except what he was accused of doing in December town, which is to go back to him on the dikes or the civilian government system like that.
They got a right to that. So,
sure.
The weird question would be, if anybody around here has any illusions about it, they better realize that the options we have, not just the options, are very limited, just as there were several times ago. Not now. You should have them either. You can't just sell them. That's what they can potentially break the ceasefire. They got to be told that. Maybe they won't believe them. If they don't, we have another choice. If not, that's it. That's all there is to it. Most people question the December bombing, which included damn near everybody in the government, as you know, and everybody, most of our friends. Most people question on the relations around. First, what was the public why? Anybody could see that in 5 minutes when I talked to Herman Connie, said that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
that's
called
the DSC. If you told them that, it wouldn't work. The other people who question the December bombing, question on the ground that they do not recognize. Well, what else should we do? Just let things go. Have no settlement. Not fit to do, not fit to see
part. Plus, they questioned it, or they attacked it. Not questioned it, the carriers attacked it, because they misdefined it. I mean, they were going on the press-created impression that what you had done is sent an unprecedented thing to demolish our Vietnam, the capital, which you didn't do.
Yeah.
Of course, the October and September bombing, they were May bombing, they were hitting Sunday in the dikes.
And here they were hitting us on hitting prison camps, prison camps, hospitals,
yeah.
But the prison camps were taking us out.
And in the prison camps, they were cheering.
So they were.
As we had them.
But we've gone far afield from the other thing. Apart from what all these people raising questions about the character of Mom, it wasn't necessary to do it. As far as the average person is concerned, he's for it, period.
Sorry.
Because, not because what we have said, we didn't say it very well or adequately at all, but because what the Oductus has said. That's just the way it works. We never did enough. Henry was. See, Henry's ambivalence on that really hurt because of his fact that he said he kept constantly saying he would not judge our beliefs, he wouldn't judge the others, and he isn't going to say, and always leaving the impression that we've done all his objections. And then that made it impossible for him after it succeeded to say what was done, that it was one of the major reasons that brought about the settlement. So you can't get anything that any of Henry's stuff, which Sapphire, his pro-Jewish vet, will soon see, you cannot find anything in Henry's stuff in which he flatly says, I supported the bombing. Do you?
No.
But you do find stuff saying he supported me, don't you? That's the difference. There's your problem.
I'm in fact speeding rerouting Cambodia now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Brown rerouts Cambodia. He says now the president was near a state of panic after Cambodia, but Henry's cool hand kept him from falling apart. I'm way overstating. No, I'm not way overstating. It's like and it's obviously something he's got from Henry. But it's It isn't quite that bad, but it's damn near. His point is the president was on the, after Cambodia, was at the point of you get the impression that you were sitting over here going, Jesus, what have we done now? And then Henry came in and said, it's all right, Mr. President, it's all working out fine, which is, of course, exactly the opposite. And Henry in here fluttering around and calling that asshole herd in to save the nation from the college students.
Well, that's when I told Henry, and all I kept saying, it.
And he was out there in the park talking to that idiot who was starving himself to death.
That's right. So, but that is a total misread. You think Sapphire would take such things on?
He'd love to.
He should. I think he should. I think
little of the gifts of your men on some kind of stuff. Now, I can give them a
well, you can find out about it. And day after day after day, the president called for this word, had to calm me down. What truth? Christ, not only Cambodia. Do you remember any of Pakistan?
See you before you can't see me, or you didn't.
bomb and canceled the Soviet summit. He was canceled. And he could never understand until we finally went through that Passover trial. He could never understand the argument that I had raised before with him and that you raised with him. Of why did we cancel the summit? Why don't we just do the bombing and see if they cancel the summit? No, we have to cancel it ourselves. We have to take the first action. We can't be in the position of their canceling the summit on us. Well, Conley got that one.
Conley would have changed her. Nobody else shot me. Conley changed. I didn't do it. Conley changed. He raised twice.
Well, you didn't hear instructions. Coach Bell was out of the control and then Conley beat him. Conley didn't turn around. But then Henry came up with the mining and bombing, a different kind of approach. But he came up with just mining, I guess. And you said it has to be mining and bombing. And he said, oh, yes, of course, and agreed with the bombing.
He wanted,
but he wanted surgical bombing.
Huh?
He wanted surgical bombing.
I know.
And he wanted to bomb ports if we could get the ships out. That was his idea. The mining was to give a warning to try to get the ships out.
In other words, so he bombed doing it not for the effect, actually on their capability, but for the effect on their... he was always trying to make them blink, as he put it. And he was always convinced that if we just the men who serve as well, they run on all that business and so forth. Well, none of that crap ever did it. You had to give him a hell of a shock, which you forced. He was a graduate,
which Johnson was. That was what was wrong. If you think the one thing that was wrong with Vietnam, what it was gradual escalation. Any time, anywhere in Vietnam, someone had jumped ahead as you finally did, you could have ended it.
The reason we couldn't do it earlier, though, we had to realize. First of all, the military, and of course Henry, had a phobia about losing a B-52 down. And boy, on the B-52 things, there's no credible question about who ordered that. I did. But I know that they came in, as you know, they can't confess it from you. I put it right tomorrow. I said, you have to use 52s, and I said, get the goddamn things over. The day after Christmas, I can also tell them Henry wanted to thought they should do. Limit the strikes, and I doubled them. That was the important decision, and that was another very important decision, and that's what broke the back. But we always got a little of that out. But I got a little of a chapter and verse of what Henry was doing, and let him scream. And you should also let him know, Henry didn't, I mean, he doesn't, of course, know how much he can have to the record, but you should let him know he's called the president. Nobody knows this, but he has a very relative memory, and he's got the total record of everything you've ever said. I think you've got to let him know that I dictate it every day. I don't do it every day, but I've got
that in your hand. Slow down, slow down. I've got that action. We were going through that hangout.
About
when? When was it? December, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, about when Justin Shaq Harris
or something. We made the point that
that I had a record because he was going through a revisionist period there, too.
Be careful, because there was a totally inaccurate record on all this.
But you know the Cambodian thing, that's the biggest fraud of all. God, the heat there, the heat that was staying dry high in the day. And we put the herd in, practically herd in. It wasn't easy, I agree. But my God, after we made that decision, you know, I was the toughest son of a bitch there was.
Absolutely.
And I kept saying, get in there. I went over to the Pentagon and said, they were only going into the four areas. I said, go into all the areas. And they said, well, I don't know. I said, take them all. I said, you're going to go home. Remember?
Sure.
We kept going. And you could not do that to keep Henry in twice a day to keep him on the offensive on the public relations side. Well, I had to keep rewriting the goddamn thing.
It was
the logistic group. 12 tons.
Yeah.
12 tons. Which I got a little slogan on earlier when I meeting with Con. And again, shows that John is not so tied down, but he does so brilliantly these public appearances. I mean, did I mention, were you with me when I mentioned this to Con? I mentioned
It'll make it controversial. And it'll You go ahead if you will. And you, I want you to tell them. I want you to put out anything that there's. I mean, am I open to manipulating something with that we're. You know, you've been trying, everybody's been trying to get out. You know, but how we keep the shit together here and all this. We've got to find out that, that we didn't have a whole lot of help. Matter of fact, I'm one of the unsigned heroes with Al Hay. And I'm not sure if we're trying to put a little pig in there. What do you think, son? Really? He was just like a rock. Disposal of the surplus from the campaign. George Bush raised that again tonight. I don't know where he's confused about it. I just want to be sure we understand that I don't intend that to go to any state committees or on candidates. We will select them. And they will, we will pick up bills. And let me say one other thing. We are not going to say put $1 billion in California or $1 billion in New York. You understand? The big state thing, you know, the wasting of money in that, it just doesn't work. What I have in mind is whatever funds we have should be used on places right across the country with nothing more for the big states and the little ones and nothing more for one district than another. You agree, Mark, that this is absolutely targeted basis of picking up certain advertising. As a matter of fact, it's really got to be how you think you should stay out of the rich states. Go ahead. This George, you, if George has no, you have no reason to, whenever it's raised with you, you just tell him that.
We've talked about it before, and we'll talk about it again, but in the meantime, they haven't got any, they aren't going to get any hold on it anyway.
Stan has got the money. The committee keeps the money. And then we work out a scheme whereby the committee will announce it a certain time.
Decide in the fall or something like that.
I don't want to get any practice. I don't want to. I don't want Maybe we want that out here.
not sure. It's hard to judge. I don't think you're at a people interest level where you want to have it. I don't think that people give a shit. It's the continuing media effort to keep the thing banged up there. Now they may, never mind. Why are people going to get concerned about whether you send people up to testify in Congress?
They won't be concerned if you send up. Right. If you send up the statements, if you cooperate, that's the point. If you say, hell no, we won't talk, they'll go. But if you say, yes, we will, we're not going to send up witnesses and something else.
But the press can't go along with us on that because then they lose the drama of the story of the giant confrontation between the president and the Congress, which is what they're
certainly it's going to be something first next week or something. I mean, marking the end of the withdrawal of Alaska Americans from term, lots of people have been returned.
But the other thing I wouldn't completely rule out is you going on the straight television talk without going to Congress.
Right here.
Yeah.
And then read it.
Either way.
Reading it here doesn't particularly bother the people as much as it does.
No.
But if you're talking to Congress, it's a different matter. You see,
if I read it here, what I would hope you could do is open with a little unread stuff or something, and then close, very definitely close with an unread. Where you put the paper down and you look up the Eisenhower takeoff and glasses.
Yeah.
And finish it on a straight person-to-person note. And you can do that in a lot of ways more effectively here because you can do it in a low voice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're speaking in the hall, your voice tone has to be different.
It has to be the command of Congress. That's the point.
It's a curious thing. Well, there's no way. No human being can stand on a platform in a room full of 500 or 1,000 people
and whisper,
or 10,000 or whatever, and talk in the same voice that you are. Most people can't do it at a desk in a microphone either.
They talk
most people, when they get a microphone, think they have to shout it.
Right.
And you developed, as Roosevelt did, and a few others, a microphone technique that works fine here. If you can't do it, I don't think you should try at it when you're on a podium.
The article about doing it for Congress is raised that now.
Okay, so big pluses, and as this battle between the president and the Congress then gets played out, there's something to be gained not from making the Congress happy, which they aren't going to do anyway. Well, they will, maybe some of your friends, but for the country, it shows. Now, here you are going about business as usual and screwed it in Congress in a sense. And
doing it here,
by doing it up there. Then you have no concern. You know, you're not out fighting Congress. You're working away with them as you always have. And it sort of reassures the people. People get maybe read and hear that there's this pitched battle. You know, the congressmen are all infuriated and all that. Well, once you come in, they aren't going to look infuriated. You're going to have to get one hell of a reception in the Congress. They can't afford not to because they know where you stand in the country. because of the way the water main stuff is built up, that I would come down to the press conference as of now is probably the, would seem right at this moment at least to be the least desirable of the three routes.
Which means you're not going to be able to do the press conference for some time. You're going to not have to let it ride through the big areas of water main. I'm sure so I'm not going to do it then.
Which may argue that it's better to get one done now.
Well,
but you don't have to do it.
Somebody else doesn't have to do it. No, my point is, I will not build these things here. They have their effect. I mean, you're going to help a lot across.
And nobody can say you're not having press conferences or that you're hiding your press conferences. Press the cameras grinding away. They can carry those on if they want to.
Sapphire must be smart enough to, you know, despite his basic Jewish bias.
just want to eat and see that analysis of the brain book. I gave you a sidebar, not mine, because I've read the book. What sidebar said, he's the one that said, you know, characterized how Henry and Henry came out as the genius and Roger was the fool. There it is with A. And the president was treated respectfully. The president was treated respectfully. And from what I've seen, basically, well, and incidentally, Brandon's description in the front of the book team says that as long as you're in the Oval Office, the country is in good hands. He has respect for you.
Thank you.
expected it.
Not so cool.